Michigan's U.S. senators have unveiled legislation they say will protect the Great Lakes from oil spills. It's partially a response to concern over the 60-year-old oil pipeline that spans the Straits of Mackinac. The bill would require a review of all pipelines in the Great Lakes region. Plus, it would ban transporting crude oil on tanker ships, something that doesn't happen right now. Senator Gary Peters is here to talk. Senator, thanks for coming on.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.
You're calling for a ban on transporting crude oil on the Great Lakes by tanker vessels and barges. That's something that's not happening right now. What's the threat there?
Well, this bill is a comprehensive bill to look at pipeline improvements, also preventing oil spills in the Great Lakes. So it is dealing with pipeline safety, but also looking at what may be another avenue of transporting oil, and that's on barges and ships. Although it is not being done right now, we do know that folks are looking at it and are looking at ways to bring some of the oil from the Western Canada areas east, and this has been a possibility that has been discussed. And it has not been done up to this point because people, frankly, believe that it's just unacceptable to be taking crude oil in the Great Lakes. To have a spill would be absolutely catastrophic. You know, think Exxon Valdez in the Great Lakes.
By banning the possibility of the transport of oil on ships, doesn't that make the pipeline under the Straits more critical?
Well, there are other options in the Strait, so we've got to be looking at all the areas where we have a risk, and that's really the main focus of this legislation, is to make sure that we do a risk analysis study as well as look at alternatives. We're going to be asking the national academies to look at alternatives to having a pipeline going through the Straits of Mackinac. We also want to have PHMSA, which is the federal agency in charge of oversight of pipelines, to make it a high-consequence area, which means additional safety measures will need to be put in place.
You know, we've heard a lot about the threat of this pipeline from lawmakers of both parties, from environmental groups. Why not move to remove the pipeline if it's such a threat?
Well, that may indeed be where we go, but we need to have a full risk analysis study. As you may be aware, with the state study that came out, part of what their analysis showed was that we still need some additional information before you can make some of those legal moves to stop a pipeline that is already in place. So this legislation will give that data to us so that we can fully analyze it by having a full risk assessment of it. But the one thing that is not part of a cleanup spill plan, and I think is something that is extremely important and may very well build an even stronger case to at least shut down this pipeline temporarily, is that in the legislation we will require response plans for a cleanup to include ice cover. Surprisingly enough, that's not part of response plans now. It's not a requirement. But we know the Straits of Mackinac freeze over every season. The last two seasons in particular with an extremely thick ice. As difficult as cleanup is, and in fact we don't know a whole lot about how to clean up oil and fresh water, there is a dearth of academic studies and experience in cleaning fresh water. But what we do know is that no matter how difficult it is to clean up, it's probably next to impossible to clean up oil if it's underneath thick ice that even an icebreaker has a hard time getting through.
How will the legislation make a difference on that issue then if it is just very difficult or next to impossible to clean oil under ice?
Well, that would be the next step that we plan to take. Certainly, it has to be ice and the potential for ice coverage has to be part of a response plan. In order to operate an oil pipeline, you need to have a response plan that will work, or at least believed to work. And if you cannot come up with a response plan, particularly during the winter during heavy ice cover, that would allow us then to move to suspend operations at a minimum during the wintertime.
You mentioned PHMSA, which is the Pipeline and Hazardous Material Safety Administration. When we last talked, we talked about a little bit about PHMSA over the summer. It has a relatively small number of inspectors, and a lot of the inspection is actually done by the industry itself. Bridge Magazine in Michigan had an article about this. Does this legislation beef up PHMSA? You know, is there more money to so there can be more oversight from that federal agency?
Well, not in this legislation. This is not an appropriations bill that appropriates money. So there is no question that PHMSA needs additional resources, additional manpower. But that's not the point of this. This is more authorization legislation related to studies, oversight, and requirements, many of the requirements that the pipeline company would have to meet and form in the terms of transparency, greater transparency of those inspections and that data. So it's not just available when a government agency requests it, but actually is available to the public to allow even more oversight. So this is primarily focused on that, but we definitely need to focus on resources, but that'll be a different battle through the appropriations process.
The bill would get more information about these pipelines to the public, increase transparency. Would we have access to inspection reports on Line 5, some of the things environmental groups are asking for under your bill?
Yes, that's a big part of the bill, is to make sure that inspection reports are made public, as well as pipeline operating standards and the other information that's related to safety.
What are the prospects that this becomes law?
I feel encouraged that we'll be able to work to get a number of these provisions in this bill enacted into law. This is in my committee. I sit on the Senate Commerce Committee, which has oversight over PHMSA, and we're actually in the process of reauthorizing that agency this fall. And so it's my hope that many of the parts of this bill we will be able to incorporate into that PHMSA reauthorization that will be moving.
Senator Gary Peters, thanks for making time.
Oh, my pleasure. Anytime. Thank you so much.
And this is Morning Edition on IPR News.